It's been just over two decades for the Colorado Avalanche since they last won their Stanley Cup, but the wait is no longer. They are finally Stanley Cup champions, 2022 edition. Let's get right into it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. I am your host, Steele Roden. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. It's unfortunate that my co-host, Flip Livingstone, is not able to be here tonight. I wish he was able to be here tonight after this ridiculous run that the Colorado Avalanche have been on this postseason, winning the Stanley Cup in six games against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The entire game was just amazing to watch. A 2-1 win. This is what we were expecting for the entire series. This is what we got in games five and six. And look, just congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long road for a lot of these guys, and we're going to get into this conversation. There is a lot to talk about for the Colorado Avalanche, the Stanley Cup Finals, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Look, McKinnon, he got 2 points in game six. Lehkonen, another game winner for himself under his belt, 14 points in the playoffs. We're going to talk about all the depth guys, the veteran guys, and we're also going to get into, again, this incredible run the Avalanche have been on this postseason. They only lost four games this entire playoffs. And to me, that is just absolutely ridiculous. They only played 20 games, lost four of them, 16 out of 20. So that's a good percentage right there. Cale Makar wins the Conn Smythe Trophy. An absolute stellar postseason from probably the top defenseman in the league. And for me, we're going to get into this a little bit later in the episode, but Corey Perry losing his third straight year. In the Stanley Cup Finals, jumping from one team to another. And, you know, if you can't beat them, join them, and you join them, and it doesn't turn out the way you think you thought it was. But we're going to get in all of that in today's episode, the Stanley Cup Final edition of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. But first, we have to talk about just the Colorado Avalanche as a whole, and let's start from the top. Joe Sakic, general manager of the Colorado Avalanche, getting it done this year in 2022. I just think he's probably the best general manager in the league. He made so many great moves over the last couple of years. Again, keeping his core intact, but adding what needed to be added at the time. And he has done a fantastic job, you know, obviously with the departure of Grubauer, going out and getting Darcy Kemper as a starting goaltender. I thought he was amazing when he was on the Arizona Coyotes and really getting the opportunity right now. So he did a fantastic job going out and getting Darcy Kemper. Guys this year at the deadline, Josh Manson, Arturi Lehkonen, Nico Sturm, a couple of other guys on the list. But Joe Sakic, best general manager in the league, did a fantastic job. And let's just go right into the next guy who Joe Sakic also had a big part of in his hiring as well, Jared Bednar. Oh my goodness, what a story for this guy, working his way up, playing, you know, coaching in all different leagues, and finally his dream coming true of hoisting the Stanley Cup, winning the Stanley Cup as a head coach in the NHL. So congratulations to both Joe Sakic and Jared Bednar. But we got to get into the vets on the roster of the Colorado Avalanche. Eric Johnson, 14 years in the making. Jack Johnson, Andrew Cogliano, Nazem Kadri, Gabriel Landeskog, Nathan McKinnon. You know, it's kind of hard to think that these guys have been in the league for over a decade now. Nathan McKinnon, he's at 9 years in the league, but all of those other guys I just listed off, and there's probably a couple of guys I'm leaving off this list right now, but those guys have all been in the league for over 10 years now. It's been a long run for a guy like Jack Johnson, Eric Johnson, Nazem Kadri as well, who he had something to say after the game was over. You know, a little bit of a shout out to his haters out there who said that he was a liability in the playoffs, which at the time he was, but we knew this, that he was capable of doing this in the postseason if he's smart. So congratulations to Nazem Kadri. As a Maple Leaf fan, it's honestly incredible to see him lift the cup and get the recognition he deserves, because he is a fantastic, fantastic hockey player and a fantastic fantasy player as well. So a lot of guys to keep your eyes on for fantasy hockey. But again, getting back to some of these guys, Nathan MacKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog, being the captain for the Avalanche for the last 10 years as well, finally getting the job done. Like I said, Nathan MacKinnon scoring the first goal of the game and then assisting on Arturi Lehkonen's game-winning goal in game six. So congratulations to all those guys. Absolutely outstanding, outstanding postseason for them. I believe Nathan MacKinnon had 23 points on the season, on the postseason. But again, he's just been absolutely fantastic. There was no words. This is what he said. There was no words that he could describe right now for the way that he was feeling. It's for him and obviously a lot of people out there who play hockey, who's always dreamed of this. It's a dream come true. And once it actually happens, there's no words to describe the feeling. You're just overcome with so much joy. And it's probably got to be the best feeling because it's the best trophy in all of sports. So watching them bring it out onto the ice, watching the reaction from some of those vets, especially Eric Johnson, like I said, 14 years in the making. So I got to give it to all the Colorado Avalanche players, because they played a heck of a game. Heck of a game from the get-go to the finish, you know, clogging up the neutral zone, not giving them any time and space to really get any opportunities offensively. And, you know, besides the first period where Tampa Bay really, really played really, really well, and Stamkos was a huge part of that, they really fell off and did not show up when it mattered the most in the third period. They only had 3 shots, I believe. We're going to get into that a little bit. But again, congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche. Got to give a shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning as well. 3 consecutive years in a row, Stanley Cup finals. Just absolutely fantastic. The dynasty is still alive. We can see the Tampa Bay Lightning come back in the Stanley Cup finals for many, many years to come, especially with the top goalie in the league. One of the top goalies in the league, Andre Vasilevsky. So they've got a ton left in the tank. You know, they've obviously played the most amount of hockey of any team in the last 3 years, especially a guy like Nikita Kucherov, who has over 95 points in the last 3 postseasons. So look, there's a lot to love about the Tampa Bay Lightning. There's a lot to love over the last 3 years of what they've accomplished. So got to give a shout out to them as well. But it's the Colorado Avalanche's moment right now. So it's mainly going to be talking about them, but there are a couple of storylines from the Lightning side as well. But before we get into anything else, again, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online, and they are your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including league reviews, news, this year's NHL playoffs, which unfortunately just ended, but it's the Colorado Avalanche's moment, and Major League Baseball. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite other sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. Bet Online, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate it so much. And thank you so much for all the love out there and for tuning in for today's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Hockey Podcast. Look, again, there's a lot to talk about. Let's continue on the storyline of the Colorado Avalanche and probably their second best player, because I think Nathan MacKinnon is their best player still. But Cale Makar, Norris Trophy winner, Conn Smythe winner, Calder Trophy winner, 29 points in 20 games in his third season in the NHL. He's won all of these awards, Stanley Cup champion now. There's absolutely no denying this now. Best defenseman in the league. 3 years into his career, he is by far the best defenseman in the league, because Victor Hedman, to me, was nowhere to be found in game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Cale Makar really showed up in this entire series. He showed up in the entire playoffs. Again, 29 points in 20 games. Best defenseman in the league. He's definitely a top five player in the league, but top four or top three can definitely be debated or argued on. But for me, top five player in the league, the first defenseman that should come off the fantasy board every single round, probably a mid to late first round pick at this point, the way he's been playing. But again, congratulations to Cale Makar. I was just talking about all the vet guys, a little bit of the depth players who have been in the league for a long time as well. But Cale Makar, third season in the league, all this hardware already on his mantle, Stanley Cup champion, Calder Trophy winner, Norris Trophy winner, Conn Smythe winner, just an absolute fantastic player. And he's got so much to bring to the game. Watching him on the ice, the way he plays, just always keeping everybody to the outside, not letting anyone get by him, or if they do on rare occasion. But I saw so many times in game six that he would just get back in the play and make sure that there was no shot attempt or the puck went right into the corner or alongside the boards. He is a fantastic defenseman. And the fact that he had, I believe, the third or fourth most goals for the Colorado Avalanche this year, or this postseason as a defenseman, and also led them with 29 points, is absolutely outstanding. Yeah, I believe he had 8 goals so far in the postseason. A guy we also have to mention, give it a little shout out to, who I think is very underrated, going to be a top fantasy player heading into next season, and probably should go a little bit higher than people are thinking. But that's Mikko Rantanen, 5 goals, 20 assists, just an absolute playmaker, facilitator. He's exactly Nikita Kucherov. He's exactly like Nikita Kucherov in my mind. Both guys who can wire the puck from the right top of the circle on the right hand side, always looking for the pass first, a playmaker at heart, but has a wicked shot and a lot of different things to use in his arsenal that can really hurt the opposition. But you know, enough of the Colorado Avalanche. We got to talk about the 3 consecutive Stanley Cup finals for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But again, I said it before, they didn't show up in the third period. They only had 3 shots on net in the third. And that was something that I mentioned in previous episodes ago, that they're not going to be able to get a ton of shots on Darcy Kuemper. And you know, the 2 games that they did, they had over 30 shots or close to 30 shots, and they had those scoring opportunities. But you're down 2-1 going into the third period of game 6, elimination game. You cannot only have 3 shots on net. And I believe one of them was a dump in from center ice. So really 2 shots on net for the Tampa Bay Lightning in the third. Just not good enough. Nikita Kucherov probably had the best chance, a one-timer, I believe, from Andre Palat, but Darcy Kuemper read it the entire way. But it's tough to see, you know, because like everyone knows this at this point, they've played the most amount of hockey over the last 3 years, and it really shows. No Braden Point, you know, he dealt with a serious injury. So the fact that he played 2 games in the Stanley Cup Finals alone is just remarkable. But no Braden Point in game 6. Eric Chernak, Jan Ruda hurting bad, shots, blocking shots on the ankles, on the kneecap, on the back of the leg. Kucherov hurting bad as well with that hip injury. Stamkos just on the ice, it seemed like every other shift. Like he was gassed with 5 minutes left in the third period. You could see that the last 3 years finally getting to him as they are down 2-1 trying to stay alive in this series. But yeah, they didn't show up in the third period. That's what really hurt them. Again, the block shots were a factor in this game. They were doing that in the first 2 periods and then nothing in the third. They got a ton of opportunities on Vasilevskiy, but again, they weren't getting shots off themselves. So the Avalanche didn't have to block anything. They just had to give the free lane for the 2 or 3 shots from the Tampa Bay Lightning. So Darcy Kuemper had the free lane so he could save the puck. So really, really disappointing third period for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I really liked what John Cooper had to say afterwards. You know, he was talking about how he's won at every different level that he's coached at. And, you know, he stated that with every win that he's had throughout his career, those are the guys and the moments you're going to remember the most, because obviously it's the time that you won the championship. But he said that this one is, he's going to remember these guys forever, and they lost this year. And it goes to show what I was just saying right now, that he said that he's never seen this before in his coaching career. The fact that, you know, he saw guys going down the tunnel. He's like, oh, they're not coming back. And 2 minutes later, they're walking back out the tunnel, coming back on the ice, playing through injury. Just the warrior mentality that these guys had. So he had a ton of respect for his team. We all have a ton of respect for the Tampa Bay Lightning for the two Stanley Cups they had, making it back to the Stanley Cup this year for the third consecutive year. But just, again, he had the utmost respect for all of the guys in the dressing room, the fact that they were battling through all these injuries. And he stated that, yeah, we all know that everyone goes through injuries, but he himself has said that he's never seen this before. So it's got to be really, really, really bad. We've seen all the guys walking down the tunnel through the last couple of games as well. So shout out to all those guys. Tough battled. Definitely guys that are worthy of the Stanley Cup, but just couldn't get it done this year. And again, just shout out to them and congratulations for making it 3 years in a row. And thank you guys for tuning in for the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, making it your first listen every single day. If you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate it so much. So please hit it, get the subscribes up. We're on our way to 150 subscribers on YouTube. The downloads are coming in every single episode. So thank you so much. We appreciate all the love and support out there. And thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with myself, Steele Roden. And look, I want to talk about this a little bit because I mentioned it at the start of the episode, Corey Perry, 3 years in a row. And I don't want to, you know, really bully this guy when he's down right now, but come on, man. 3 years in a row. Dallas Stars, you lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Okay. Go to Montreal. They make it to the finals. Lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning again. And you're like, you know what? If I can't beat them, I got to join them. And you join them. And you played great in the first three rounds. X factor all the way. And yeah. You join them and you lost. And man, that's got to be tough. I'm sorry. It's to me, it's funny. It's got to be tough to be Corey Perry right now. Three consecutive years in a row. You know, just losing at any level is hard, but to do it 3 years in a row, to go three consecutive years to the Stanley Cup Finals, I'm sorry, man. I feel sorry for you. I actually do. And you know, hopefully he's not too hurt right now, because that is very, very unfortunate. But you know what? What I do want to get into now, you know, just on the lighter side of things, the big time bet segment. I believe Flip, I can't remember what he had. Flip had the Avalanche, or he had it in seven games, but I had the Avalanche in six games. I had it right on the money. I put the money on it too, so I won like 30 or 40 bucks, which is pretty good. I only bet what I had left in my wallet at the point, so obviously it hasn't been going too well for me over the last couple of weeks, but I did win the Colorado Avalanche in six games, 4-2, taking the series. So that's a W in the bag for Steele Roden over here. Thank you so much for tuning in and making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. For your second listen, though, check out the Locked On NHL Podcast, from first round matchups to each Stanley Cup kiss, which we just saw last night. Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear the latest news and opinions from local experts every Monday through Friday. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So again, if you haven't hit the subscribe or the follow button, please do so right now. And once you do, you'll get all the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's podcast of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.